But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I wonder if you have been in a situation where it took all your strength to force those words out of your mouth. We are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I've been in a place where it took all my spiritual strength just to say those words because the pressures were so intense and all the evidence of victory was absent. But it's still true because it's the Word of God. Amen. Now, our theme tonight, as announced, is how to come through victorious. Not just to squeeze through, not to survive, but to come through victorious. You might say, well, what have we got to come through? And I'm going to remind you of just a few of the passages that we've been looking at together, just to give you a little glimpse of what we have to come through. You may recall that I spent a good deal of time in Matthew 24. And in verse 8, we had that word, all these are the beginning of sorrows or birth pangs. And then the following verses say this, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And when I read that to Christians, I always ask, who is you? You remember the answer? You is us. That's right. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now that's what we're going to be coming through. You understand? It's not a little to come through that victorious. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I read a few verses there. But know this, that in the last days, fierce times will come. We're going to come through fierce times. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. That's what we're going to have to come through. And then another scripture that I didn't read, but I will read now, is in Romans chapter 8. Just two verses, 36 and 37. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And the next verse says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So we have to be able to say the positive as well as the negative. We are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's we, it's believers. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And I asked the Lord once what it was to be more than conqueror. And I felt the answer he gave me was, when you go into a trial, you emerge from it with more than you had when you took in. That's to be more than a conqueror. Not only do you emerge victorious, but you emerge with spoil. And that, I believe, is God's provision and standard for us. Now, how can we enter into this life of victory, of fulfillment? I want to read 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And see, there are two things that are mutually exclusive. You can have the love of the Father or the love of the world, but you cannot have both, because they don't mix. They're like oil and water. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. John uses the phrase the world about 10 times more than any of the other gospel writers. And if you read it, you need to ask yourselves, what is the world? And the world is not necessarily an assortment of wicked people. This is my definition of the world. The world is all those who are not under the righteous government of God's appointed ruler, Jesus Christ. All those who are not under his rule are the world. And you may say, well, there's some really good people out there and nice people. Certainly there are. But you just challenge them with one thing. Are you willing to make an unreserved commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? And you'll find out how nice they are. They're nice in everything except that. That is the world. Now, the next verse, John says, the world is passing away, and the lust of it. All the things that the people of the world are scrambling for and craving and desiring and fighting for are all passing away. They are impermanent. Then he comes to the scripture that I want to deal with. But he who does the will of God abides forever. That is the key to emerging victorious. He who does the will of God abides forever. In other words, you have to align yourself with the will of God. When you align yourself with God's will, you are as powerful and undefeatable as the will of God itself. That is the only key, not merely to survival, but to victory and to emerging with spoil, is to align yourself with the will of God. To do that, you have to find out what the will of God is.